This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Thousands of Italian protesters, angry over new restrictions to control the spread of coronavirus, clashed with police in Milan, Turin, and Naples on Monday, following weekend demonstrations that saw violence in Italy. Crowds ranging in size from several hundred to several thousand took to the streets again on Monday evening. In Milan, several trams were vandalized and bins were set on fire, while anti-riot police fired tear gas at groups of young people throwing glass bottles and other projectiles. Similar scenes took place in neighboring Turin and in southern Naples. These scenes of unrest came after Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte ordered restaurants and bars to shut after 6 p.m., while theaters, cinemas, and gyms were ordered closed for the next month. The violence in Italy, which imposed one of the toughest lockdowns in the first wave of infections in March and April, is likely to reverberate around Europe, where governments are weighing the need for tougher measures against the fatigue and frustration felt by many Europeans over the coronavirus. The German city of Nuremberg has canceled its world-renowned Christmas market over the soaring coronavirus cases. That's from German officials on Monday. The World Health Organization on Monday once again warned nations against politicizing the COVID-19 pandemic. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said it has led to confusion and disrespect for science and made the pandemic worse. At a briefing Monday, Tedros said last week they had the highest number of COVID-19 cases reported since the pandemic began. A recent rise in hospitalizations has filled intensive care units and hospitals in Europe and in North America. Tedros said countries that have followed science have suppressed the virus and minimized deaths. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.